Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council passed a resolution that authorizes a professional service contract with Dr. Angus McRae Warren for medical direction and oversight of the Kenai Fire Department and the Kenai 911 Dispatch Center. Its current physician sponsor notified the city that he's leaving the state at the end of the year and will not be able to complete the current contract as medical director. The fire department and dispatch center are required to have oversight by a physician who approves medical operations performed by its agencies. The outgoing medical director had recommended Dr. Angus McRae Warren to take over responsibilities. Councilmember James Baisden said,
"This week I had a chance to meet with Chief Pryor, and it looks like he's found a good replacement for the physician sponsor who's done a wonderful job for the city of Kenai, and this is a important position that they need filled, and you know, the fire department typically runs, I'd say, if I might be a little bit off, but you know, 85% of their calls are medical calls, so this physician sponsor agreement is important, and I support it."
The city manager waived the requirement for a competitive purchase requirement for the contract with a total amount of less than $35,000, as Dr. Warren provided a proposal that is of no monetary change from the current contract. Sufficient funds have been appropriated into the fire and dispatch budgets to cover costs associated with medical sponsorship. Councilmember Henry Nackstedt.
A couple things. I want to thank Tony Pryor, Chief, for bringing this forward. And Dr. Angus has been an emergency room doctor for about 15 years that I'm aware of at the hospital. Very well liked and respected. And also, if you look in the dollars and cents of it, we're making out really well, and we're getting a lot. And so that's greatly appreciated all the way around. It's a gift.
The resolution unanimously passed. A 22-year-old Fort Wainwright soldier was arrested by Alaska State Troopers on 6 counts of sexual abuse of a minor. Shahid Fleming, an active duty soldier stationed at the base, was arrested November 10th in Fairbanks following an investigation by the Alaska State Troopers that he was involved with a 15-year-old. Fleming, charged with 2 counts of sexual abuse of a minor in the second degree and 4 counts of sexual abuse of a minor in the third degree. According to charging documents, Fleming exchanged nude photos with the victim and used social media to arrange meetings with them to engage in sexual conduct, and also used a device that contained child pornography on it. Documents say Fleming used social media to set up a meeting with the victim at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott Hotel in Fairbanks in October, where he had sex with them. In November, Fleming arranged another meeting with the victim in North Pole. According to charging documents, Fleming picked up the victim and drove them to an undisclosed parking spot in North Pole, where he engaged in sex with them. Investigators confirmed both meetings when they found photos and video of the locations on Fleming's device. The documents also say Fleming knew the victim was underage when he engaged in sexual acts with them. Sildana, Alaska State Troopers had responded on Monday the 15th, just after 2 a.m., to a report of a physical altercation between a male and a female in East Poppy Lane near Kay Beach. The physical altercation was still in progress upon state troopers arriving at the scene. The male reportedly attempted to flee the scene and was detained. A subsequent investigation resulted in 21-year-old Tom Tunantmoke of Scammon Bay being arrested for fourth-degree domestic violence assault. Tunantmoke was remanded to the Wildwood Pretrial Facility, where he was held without bail pending arraignment, according to the online trooper dispatch. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.